This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Middle-aged Americans face unprecedented mental health and memory decline, international study finds, editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Pikakadze, MD, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Moderate evidence. Middle-aged Americans are experiencing unprecedented levels of loneliness, depression, and cognitive decline compared to previous generations, according to a comprehensive international comparative study examining mental health trends across wealthy nations. Key takeaways: middle-aged Americans show significantly worse mental health outcomes than earlier generations at the same age. Financial strain and weakened social support systems emerge as primary contributing factors. The United States is falling behind other wealthy nations in middle-age well-being metrics. Memory and cognitive function decline appears accelerated in the current middle-aged American cohort. Study at a glance: breaking point, middle age becoming crisis period for American mental health. Mental health decline in middle age, key indicators showing deterioration compared to previous generations: loneliness, increased isolation, depression, higher rates, memory accelerated decline. Source: International Comparative Study, 2026, Georgian Medical Journal News. Financial strain emerges as primary driver. The research identifies growing financial pressures as a central factor in the deteriorating mental health of middle-aged Americans. According to the study authors, economic instability and reduced financial security compared to previous generations at similar life stages create chronic stress that manifests in both psychological and cognitive symptoms. This finding aligns with broader research from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, showing increased rates of anxiety and depression across American adults. The international comparison reveals that while other wealthy nations have maintained or improved middle-age well-being metrics, the United States shows a distinct downward trajectory. Researchers emphasize that the financial strain extends beyond immediate economic hardship to include concerns about retirement security, healthcare costs, and intergenerational economic mobility. These findings complement health policy research examining the intersection of economic and health outcomes. Social support systems show weakening trends. The study documents a significant erosion in social support networks among middle-aged Americans compared to both historical cohorts and international peers. Researchers found that traditional sources of social connection, including family proximity, community involvement, and workplace relationships, have declined substantially over recent decades. This social isolation appears to compound the mental health challenges identified in the research. The World Health Organization has previously highlighted social connectedness as a fundamental determinant of mental health outcomes across populations. The international comparison reveals that countries with stronger social safety nets and community support structures maintain better middle-age mental health outcomes. This suggests policy interventions could potentially address the declining trends observed in American populations. Related research in migration and health has examined similar social support factors in vulnerable populations. Cognitive decline shows accelerated pattern pine. Perhaps most concerning, the research documents accelerated memory and cognitive function decline in current middle-aged Americans compared to previous generations at equivalent ages. This finding suggests that the mental health challenges may have lasting neurological implications extending beyond traditional psychiatric symptoms. The cognitive effects appear linked to chronic stress exposure, sleep disruption, and reduced physical activity, all factors that the study associates with the broader social and economic pressures facing this population. Research published in neuroscience journals supports the biological plausibility of stress-related cognitive impairment. These findings have significant implications for healthcare planning and long-term care needs as this cohort ages. The accelerated cognitive decline pattern, if sustained, could substantially impact future dementia rates and healthcare system capacity. This research contributes to growing evidence examined in clinical practice updates regarding early intervention strategies. International comparisons reveal policy implications. The study's international scope provides crucial context for understanding why American middle-age outcomes lag behind comparable wealthy nations. Countries with universal healthcare systems, stronger worker protections, and more robust social safety nets demonstrate better preservation of middle-age mental health across generational cohorts. This comparative analysis suggests that policy interventions addressing economic security, healthcare access, and social support could potentially reverse the negative trends observed in American populations. The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development has documented similar health disparities across member nations. Researchers note that the timing of this crisis coincides with key policy decisions regarding healthcare, retirement security, and social programs. The findings underscore the public health implications of broader social and economic policies, extending traditional health intervention models to encompass societal-level factors. Middle-aged Americans are experiencing a perfect storm of financial insecurity, social isolation, and chronic stress that is fundamentally altering the trajectory of middle-age well-being compared to both historical patterns and international peers. Study authors, International Comparative Research, 2026. What this means for patients: middle-aged adults should prioritize mental health screening, social connection, and stress management strategies while advocating for comprehensive healthcare access. For clinicians, healthcare providers should screen for financial stress, social isolation, and early cognitive changes in middle-aged patients, considering these as interconnected health determinants. For policymakers, the findings suggest urgent need for policies addressing economic security, social support systems, and healthcare access to prevent further deterioration of middle-age health outcomes. Frequently asked questions: why are current middle-aged Americans worse off than previous generations? The research identifies a combination of increased financial strain, weakened social support systems, and chronic stress that previous generations did not experience at the same intensity. Economic instability and reduced social connectedness create a compounding effect on mental and cognitive health. How does the U.S. compare to other wealthy countries? Unlike other wealthy nations that have maintained or improved middle-age well-being metrics, the United States shows a distinct downward trajectory. Countries with stronger social safety nets and universal health care demonstrate better preservation of middle-age mental health outcomes. Can these trends be reversed? The international comparison suggests that policy interventions addressing economic security, healthcare access, and social support systems could potentially reverse these negative trends. Early intervention and systematic policy changes appear crucial for preventing further deterioration. These findings represent a critical inflection point for American public health policy, suggesting that middle-age well-being can no longer be considered a stable life phase, but rather a period requiring active intervention and support. The international perspective provides both sobering context and potential pathways for addressing this emerging health crisis through comprehensive policy reform. Source: Why Middle Age is Becoming a Breaking Point in the U.S.